Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brookman. We've been talking all week about looking at ways to reduce your monthly expenses. You know, it's so easy for things to just get away from us. And if you're in a situation where your expenses are greater than your revenue, in other words, you're paying more in bills and expenses than what you're making, then that's a serious problem. And that's something we need to get under control. But even if you're not, if there was a way for you to just put away more money, to save more, and to not spend money on things that you don't really need and that you're not taking advantage of, maybe that would make some sense. And there's a place that I think makes perfect sense to start, and that's negotiating some of the bills that you have. So I've been talking the last couple of days about subscription-based services. And you know, in a lot of these areas, there's some significant competition. And if there's competition and you're not locked into a contract, you're in a position to negotiate a better deal for yourself. And you can look at cell phones here, but I think the best example of it is cable and satellite TV. I mean, there's tremendous competition in that area. People are cutting the cable left and right now, and that's happening in record numbers. So when you look at some of these providers in the television, they will bend over backwards to keep you, and they need you. So I looked at my satellite TV bill. I was paying $230 a month for satellite television. And I called the service provider, and I really was done. I said, I don't need it. I don't watch it. I rarely watch things. I don't need it for very much. I told them I wanted to discontinue my service. And, of course, they transferred me to somebody in their retention side of the organization. And by the time I hung up the phone, I went from paying well over $200 to paying just over $100. They cut my bill in half. Now, I would argue that you can probably do some of this with phone service providers, with internet providers if there's competition in your area. You know, they're offering all these enticements for new people to come in, but yet if you're an existing subscriber, all of a sudden those prices start to go way up. Just be aware of the agreements that you have for equipment. And don't be afraid to break one of those agreements if you need to. The question to ask is, how much would it cost me if I canceled your service today? And if you're paying $200 a month for a service that you can get somewhere else for a fraction of that cost, and it costs you $100 to get out of the contract, well, maybe it's worth it. So you remember, for situations like this, you're in the driver's seat. If you have no contract and they're in a business that's very competitive, do some shopping, figure out what you can do, and then go back to them with the results of the work that you've done. And if it's significantly less, get them to match or be prepared to leave. Just remember, don't draw a line in the sand unless you're prepared to go through with it. So, you know, you can call and you can negotiate and you can work it through, but don't say, if you don't do this, I'm going to leave, if you don't really intend to. Say, you know, I'm thinking about leaving and I think there are better opportunities for me elsewhere, and then operate from that standpoint and see where you end up. But odds are you can save yourself some money. I've done it with a couple of vendors. You can probably do it with some people. And in the end, just be wary of the contracts that you get yourself into. When they want to send you equipment, usually that means they want to lock you up for a longer period of time. Make sure you're getting the maximum benefit for re-signing or re-upping with whatever company you're dealing with. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com. From there, they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher where they can pull on the show. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges, clear your mind, and use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about what you do with your savings tomorrow. In other words, once you save money on a monthly basis, right, what are you then doing with that money that you're saving? But for today, don't be afraid to negotiate with some of the vendors that you're paying on a monthly basis. See if you can get that monthly nut down. And if you're negotiating and you're getting the same service for less money, that's really what it's all about.